You're listening to Sipping on Some Crime podcast, hosted by Aaron. This podcast covers sensitive and triggering subjects, explicit language, and mature content which may not be suitable for children. As always, all parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Today, I will be covering the case of Lena Sadar Keel. Lena was 3 years old when she disappeared from her apartment complex, vanishing from the park. It has been 5 months now, and while trying to find their little girl, her family has faced so much harassment that they had to call off volunteer searches. Where is Lena? And how has the search for her been turned into a campaign of hatred, not only online, but in person? Lena was just 3 years old and living with her parents, Riaz, her dad, and her mother, Zarmina, in Villas del Cabo Apartments on Fredericksburg Road in San Antonio, Texas. Lena and her family speak Pashto and immigrated to Texas from Afghanistan in 2019 on a special immigration visa. Lena's father, Riaz, worked for the U.S. military forces in Afghanistan. On December 20th, 2021, between 4 and 5 p.m., Lena and her mother would be at the apartment complex park. This apartment complex is in a gated community, and there is an area in the middle with a little gate around it and park equipment, with different sidewalk paths coming to and from it, taking you to different parts of the apartment complex. I'm going to pause right here to tell you that it's easy to see how theory and conspiracy ran rampant and continue to run rampant in this case, distracting from finding Lena and causing more harm than good. I'm here to report the facts in this case. It's hard to tell which ones are the facts. So here's what we do know. Lena and her mother were at the park in their complex sometime between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. And between that hour is when Lena goes missing. I read local newspaper reports, watched local news, and basically read everything from a news source that I could get my hands on about Lena's disappearance, and they all report something a little different. But the majority of local reports in those first few days state that Lena's mother goes back to their apartment, leaving Lena alone in the park with other kids and families, and when she returns, her daughter is gone. Some articles state that Lena and her mother were at the park and Lena walked back to the apartment complex herself to get water. Then Lena walked to the park herself and then disappeared. There's honestly no defined description of events by investigators. In fact, if you go to the FBI website to look up Lena's flyer, they have the details of her disappearance listed as Lena was last seen on the afternoon of December 20th, 2021, at the playground in the apartment complex of Villas del Cabo, which is located on the vicinity of 94,000 block of Fredericksburg Road in San Antonio, Texas. That's it. There's no specific time. There's no more information other than the description of what she was wearing. What we do know is that Lena's family reports her missing by 7:15 p.m., and the San Antonio police jump into action right away. Police put together search parties by foot, air, and canine assistance. Another set of officers would be assigned to begin canvassing the 300-unit apartment, knocking on every door and interviewing every tenant on the premise. An Amber Alert would be issued, and the FBI would be called to assist in the search. As the night closed out and the searches continued, Lena's family would be interviewed by investigators and provided a translator to assist them. This is so important for people to understand. Her parents are not familiar with our legal system. They don't speak English, and their daughter has vanished in a country they are not familiar with. Instead of sympathy and understanding in that regard, all interviews by her father and statements her mother have made have been deeply scrutinized. When you add in the lack of consistency in the media reports as well, it makes Lena's case vulnerable to speculation. On the 23rd of December, Reyes is interviewed by reporters at a local news station, KENS 5 News. And I want to play the clip of her father telling that reporter what his wife told him what happened when Lena and her were at the park. Then I'll tell you what I heard. Reyes is answering questions through a translator, so please be patient and listen closely.
And he's the father of Lena, right?
Taso de Lena Flores, de way?
Oh.
Yes, he's the father of Lena.
Can he take us back to yesterday? Just kind of give us the rundown of what happened.
Oi, că cele de tere orazi de pehi pară mânta malumat la crece să o șol părun.
Părun răz, tăcriban, șpăc băge, să cam șpăc băge, veci mirmanim la tăzângua, ce lurmi bida răca șe vida. Bia ce zăcălă răglam dăgă zaita, tăjumă că vii că bia.
Yesterday around 6 o'clock, my wife called me and told me that my daughter has been disappeared. Yes, when I arrived at home, I asked my wife that, tell me the story, what happened. My wife told me that the little girl, she exited the park, the small park, and just toward the pathway, and from there, she missed her.
What do you mean she missed her?
It means like she didn't see her anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she saw Lena go which way?
Yeah, she exited like the fencing area towards the concrete path, and she was disappeared from there. And she you know, lost like the scene of her.
Lost sight of
her. Yeah, yeah.
And she had went back inside the house at that point, or what happened? Did she leave?
Well, kala che aga de panjrena uvatala kurta ulara ora sedala.
Na de ora kiduna mukhke yuzal de ubu khatir kurta ragla. بیر تراغلا او به ځان سره ویل عمل ته پات شو ا چکلا او به خپل مور ته ورکه دو بیر ته مشمان ته ورغلا مشمان نه بیرون چکلا وته دی پنجره نه وته بیا نه د بستروس ورکه دا
یا بیفور شی ګاټ ډیسپیرډ شی فرست وینت ټو د اپارټمنټ جست ټو ګراب ا باټل اف واټر اند لیټر اون شی کیم بیک ټو د فینسینګ اند شی جست ډیلیورډ د واټر ټو د اذر کیډز اند وانس شی ایگزیټد د فینسینګ ایریا Then she got disappeared.
Lena did. Yeah.
Lena.
Did she run? I mean, she didn't, or she just didn't see her anymore. She didn't see her at all. The mom didn't see Lena at all anymore.
De aga la urusta mor wonatwane de la nor che Lena uguri.
O de mori da fikr ukush ka kur tara galida. Kur pzai kur ki uga tar zai ke kana kur ki nashta bas yo bal khatalana. We katal che Lena nashta.
The mom thought that Lena might have gone back to the apartment, but when she went to the apartment and she realized that Lena is not in the apartment, she came out from the apartment and just searched in surrounding areas, but she couldn't find her whereabout.
And no one has seen or heard from her since then, right?
No.
What I understood after listening to Lena's father is that Zarmina tells him that her and Lena are at the park, and at some point, Lena, just Lena, left the playground to go to their apartment and get water bottles to hand out to the other kids at the playground. When Lena returns, she begins handing out the water to other kids. Zarmina then sees Lena exit the park onto one of the concrete paths and vanishes from her eyesight. Zarmina then heads to the apartment, assuming that's where Lena is headed. But when she arrives home, Lena is not there. Zarmina leaves the apartment and goes back to the park. I'd love to know what you all heard. I would love some feedback and comments on the interview. There are comments that are left on that interview that begin instantly attacking Lena's mother, and the version of the interview is shifted to Zarmina leaving Lena alone in the park, and that becomes every local paper's version of events. This interview is about 20 minutes long, and I urge you to watch the whole thing. What I do want you to think about is this interview is being done late at night, on the third night that Lena's been missing, and her father, who's been spending long days searching for his daughter, and he must use a translator. It just adds a lot of stress to the situation. Another thing a lot of people are upset to and point to is that Lena's mother is not coming out and doing interviews. But it has been said that it is not a custom in their culture for her to be in front of a camera in that fashion. But her father is very active in interviews and searches, as well as her mother is very active behind the scenes. The last question this reporter asks Lena's father is what he misses most about his daughter. And this is when the weight of everything hits, and he loses his composure. Suddenly, he begins to sob, turning away from the camera, as he begins to walk away, only making it a few steps before collapsing to his knees in anguish. I didn't want to play the clip because I feel like the question was unnecessary at the moment, but I mention it because I do believe it shows just how broken her father's heart really is. I will, of course, link the video for those that are interested in watching the full interview. Lena's father has also set up a GoFundMe to collect donations to help in the search for Lena, and in his own words describes what happened that day. Her father writes, 2 days ago, on December 20th, my daughter Lena went missing while walking out of the playground in San Antonio, Texas. Again confirming that he believes that Lena walked out of the playground herself and vanished. I will link the GoFundMe below for those who would like to help donate. January 4th, 2022, 2 weeks into the search for Lena, a 12-member FBI dive team from Washington, D.C. would arrive in San Antonio to begin searching the bodies of water near Lena's family's apartment complex. Police Chief McManus stated that they are searching the bodies of water due to a lead that came in, and they want to make sure they run down every single lead. Chief McManus said, quote, I wish I could be more uplifting. I know it looks like we're really on to something, but all we're doing here is following up, end quote. The reporting on this case has been very frustrating. It's limited in the sense that local newspapers place Lena's story anywhere but the front page. Instead, she is often mentioned in a tiny corner article a few pages in. I took a picture of some of the newspapers locally in the area so you can see how they often reported on Lena's case, and not a single one that I could find even included a picture of Lena. There seems to be a decent amount of local news station coverage, but just like the papers, it's conflicting as well. There's definitely a lack of national attention in the media, which the family feels is leading to a lack of local interest that is now fading and feeling like Lena's case is not a priority to investigators. From the very beginning, Lena's family has been harassed and thrown under the microscope of social media, only to be bullied and picked apart by the vultures. Lena's dad has come out many times in papers explaining that the time gap between realizing Lena's missing and reporting her missing. He says many, many times that at first they believed that Lena had left the park with another Afghani family. However, once they were able to confirm she was not with another family, that is when they immediately called and reported her missing. I understand that this time frame can be frustrating for people. I do think we need to take into account that there is a huge cultural difference here, and so much I think was lost in translation and continues to be even today, 5 months later. Lena's family and the Afghani community has come out to explain that children just don't go missing in their country. This isn't a normal occurrence for them, so nobody prepared them on how to act. There are a few reports that state there was a video of Lena at the park that day, but that it was stopped and then began recording again 18 minutes later. But again, this is reported only a few times, and at the time had yet to be confirmed by investigators, but quickly spurred an onslaught of conspiracy theories and Facebook groups turning to harass the family Harassment so bad that just this week, as I'm researching the case, they had to cancel public volunteer search groups because people were showing up to their searches to harass and accuse Lena's family of being responsible for her disappearance. It began online with baseless claims that Lena had been sold as a child bride by her parents. Even as law enforcement has stated multiple times, there are no suspects at this time to include her parents. One man would repeatedly visit Lena's family home, pounding on her door and repeatedly calling Lena's name. He would eventually be arrested, but released shortly after. Pamela Allen, CEO of Eagle Flight Advocacy and Outreach, stepped in to help Lena's family and visits them every week. Pamela is the founder, president, and advocate of Eagle's Flight. She has been an advocate for children with special needs for 16 years. Her and her husband, Tim, have a blended family of 7, and 3 of them have disabilities. Pamela has spent years advocating for families who have faced struggles with special education and helps get their children the proper services. Pamela has also been an advocate for refugee families going on 5 years now. When Pamela lived in Europe, she assisted the refugees from Bosnia, providing clothing, food, and medical care through the U.S. Armed Forces that were stationed at the time in Europe. From there, she would continue working with refugees stateside that have been placed in refugee camps by Homeland Security. Pamela assisted in creating a program to have refugee children placed in Head Start programs. She's done some great things, and she saw Lena's parents in need for help and jumped right in. I'll link her advocacy website in the show notes and on my site if you'd like to learn more about her foundation and what they do. On January 7th, just a few days after the FBI dive team arrived and began searching the local bodies of water, investigators would decide to suspend the Amber Alert. Investigators stressed at the time, while they were suspending the Amber Alert, the investigation was still ongoing. A spokesperson for the San Antonio Police Department told ABC News, quote, "While the Amber Alert has been suspended, it's critical to communicate that Lena is still a missing person. And once again, we will continue to follow up on leads and actively search for Lena. We will continue to diligently comb through leads in hopes of locating Lena and reuniting her with her family," end quote. The Islamic Center of San Antonio has stepped up to help Lena's family not only in the search and community support, but they are offering a $100,000 reward for anyone who can help find Lena. And Crime Stopper stepped up to add an additional $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction of any suspect connected to Lena's disappearance. On the 19th of January, Lena's family would release a new photo to the press. This one of Lena was taken the day she vanished. Here you can see her red dress and the jewelry she was wearing that day as well. The family representative stated they released the picture to help clarify questions on Lena's jewelry. In the photo, you can see Lena's wearing blue bangles on her left wrist and gold ones on her right. She has on small gold earrings, and the family representative said Lena also wore a piece of jewelry around her neck called a tawiz. I'm sorry if I butchered that. That contains verses from the Quran. It's typically worn for good luck and protection, but I cannot spot it in this picture. I will add it on my site and socials for easy sharing. I feel like at this point, a lot of you are going to question why they didn't release that picture right away. And when you go to the picture, I believe you'll understand why. It is a side view. It doesn't fully have the top of her head, and Lena's face isn't fully in the picture. And the side profile's even blocked because she's eating something. While it shows what she was wearing, it doesn't show the most clear image of her face and her hair. So the family released multiple photos the first day of the front of her face in a similar red dress. But once there were so many questions about the jewelry, that's when they decided to release this photo. As the weeks went on, the bullying and harassment directed at Lena's family would just escalate and leads would slow down. February 20th, 2022, 2 months into the investigation, and now Lena's family is somberly gathering with the community members to honor Lena's 4th birthday. As many gathered to sing songs and share prayers for Lena, her father told reporters at People, quote, "Today is to remember and pray for Lena. We have not forgotten her. Today is to remind law enforcement officers that now it's 2 months and we don't have Lena with us," end quote. The Islamic Center of San Antonio would increase the reward that at this time was $120,000 from their organization alone to $200,000, thanks to a new donor, bringing the full total of the reward amount to $250,000 between their donation and Crime Stoppers. Lena's father told the Express News, quote, "It's a lot of money that could get Lena back. But what I think is we don't need money. Just please feel our pain and give back Lena. Please pray for Lena," end quote. In February, investigators are able to pinpoint the time of Lena's disappearance between 4:49 p.m. and 5:07 p.m. This time is very specific, and investigators are asking those in the community to come forward. Investigators confirm that during this window is the time of day they do not have visibility of Lena on any local cameras and no witnesses. So they are asking those in the community to think back to that time and help fill in the gap. We now have investigators clarifying that this time gap they cannot account for due to lack of surveillance footage in the neighborhood. However, on discussion forums and Facebook groups, you'll hear that there is an 18-minute video and her mother stopped recording, then started recording after. And this is what I'm talking about. When it comes to the insane conspiracies and inconsistent information that is out for Lena, so I just want to clarify, police never said that her mother had a video that she recorded and stopped. Investigators are very clear that this is a window of time where they cannot confirm anything through surveillance cameras in the neighborhood and the apartment complex. Something else we must address with Lena's case is that the Amber Alert and many news sources listed Lena's description as a Caucasian female. And like I mentioned earlier, there were not many articles that actually included her picture. In articles months later, again and again, she is described as white or Caucasian. How is the public supposed to be on the lookout for Lena if they don't even have a proper description? These discrepancies from the media and law enforcement are a huge deal and completely unacceptable, especially months into their investigation. As we enter into April, the search for Lena and the harassment was beginning to take the toll on her loved ones. Her family has sorted through hundreds of tips, hopeful to find any clue of where Lena has gone, only to be crushed by disappointment time and time again. However, at the end of April, a new tip brought hope. A picture of an unaccompanied minor crossing the border posted on social media by Border Patrol suddenly got their attention. This picture was posted March 22nd and shows a 4-year-old girl found unaccompanied on the banks of the Rio Grande in Del Rio. Lena's father and mother would be the ones who saw the picture and contacted the FBI through their translator. Lena's father said, quote, "When I see this picture from the side, especially the fingers, it looks like Lena. I consult with my wife and we believe this is Lena," end quote. Within 2 hours, an officer arrives at their home with a picture of a child. But Lena's parents say the child in the picture they arrived with is different and not the one from the picture they saw posted on the Border Patrol site. Her parents ask to physically see the child but are told that's not how this works. Lena's family claimed they were told by officials that they had researched it and this was not their daughter. Again, they were told they could not see the child to confirm, as this is not how they handle unaccompanied minors at the border. Amy Maldonado, an immigration attorney, would step in to help Lena's parents. Amy explained, quote, "If you have a child who you believe is unaccompanied and has been picked up by CBP, that child will be transferred to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and DHHS operates a parent hotline that you can call. You have to give your child's name and date of birth, and you can, you know, other identifying data, and the child in the system will then be able to tell the parents what shelter the child is at and connect them with the case manager," end quote. This is exactly what Lena's parents did. They would spend 30 minutes on a call where they explained to a third-party operator which child they believed was their daughter, Lena. This operator would tell them that she doesn't see a child by the name of Lena Sadar Keel in their database of unaccompanied children. Lena's father was in complete disbelief and wondered how his daughter, who was only 4, who only spoke Pashto, would even be able to tell anyone her name or date of birth so that they would be able to get her correctly in the database. Amy said, quote, "So my clients are normally kids whose names are in the system. But if you were talking about a small child who doesn't speak English or Spanish, who speaks only Pashto, who was probably terrified at interacting with all these different people, it makes sense to me that the name would not be in the database, end quote. Amy and Lena's family believe that Border Patrol, NDHHS, can't even locate the child from the original picture posted on the Border Patrol website on the 22nd, and that's why they're getting the runaround. Amy told ABC News 4, quote, "So the fact that various congressmen and sheriff are getting a runaround from the ORRDHHS tells me they don't know where that child is, but the fact that they told them that the little girl was in two different places will assist us before a judge in getting a DNA test ordered. So it's helpful to that extent. It's also really appalling, you know, that this is even possible," end quote. It took me a minute to find the information on this, but it seems that two elected officials were trying to help Lena's parents find this child in the picture. And they were told by the same agency that she was in New York and Florida at the same time, which is what Amy is referring to in the quote above. Lena's father says, "We are all prepared. It could take time to track down this child in this picture." And he hopes that until he is reunited with his daughter, that she hears these words. Quote, "It will be the happiest time of my life when I see my child back. The only thing I want to say to my child is to come to my open arms so I can hug you close to my heart," end quote. These words were translated by his interpreter. And for the first time in 4 months, his interpreter broke his composure with tears in his eyes as he spoke. As of March 22nd, Pamela Allen would speak to The Sun about the decision this week for the family to cancel all volunteer search parties. Pamela said people were stalking the family during search parties, taking pictures and video and posting them, while coming up with more conspiracy theories about the girl's disappearance. Allen said, quote, "Things directed at them because they're Afghani and because they are Muslim, that's harsh. Riaz assisted our military forces when we were in Afghanistan. We brought him over here to make sure his family is safe, and then this happens," end quote. Lena's father and mother at this time are expecting another child, but are still struggling daily with the fact that Lena's not there to be a part of all of it. This is where we are 5 months into Lena's disappearance. We still have no suspects, but we have a smaller window that's been narrowed down by investigators. And those in the community, I urge you to please think about what you were doing December 20th, 2021. And if you were in the San Antonio area, did you see anything odd or out of the ordinary between 4:49 p.m. and 5:07 p.m.? And if you did, please contact the San Antonio Police Department at 210-207-7660. Lena is of Afghani descent. She is around 4 feet, weighs 55 pounds, has brown eyes, and long brown hair. She was last seen wearing a red dress, black jacket, and black shoes. She was also wearing small gold earrings, blue bangles on one arm, and gold on the other. Lena is now 4 years old. Lena's case hasn't gotten the spotlight she deserves. Instead, her family has been harassed and terrorized. Please share Lena's face on whatever social media platform you prefer, and please share her story. Let's shine some light and some love on Lena's case and her family. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps other listeners find this podcast and gets these cases to more ears. Don't forget, when you see those missing and murdered posts on social media, to hit share, like, and retweet. Every time we share a face, we get closer to solving a case. Until next time.